Now, friends, we've come today to 1 Timothy, and we've come to a new set of epistles. They are written by Paul. There are three of them that belong together, and they are called the pastoral epistles. And the reason that they are called that is because they have to do with local churches. Now, I think that you would find that these pastoral epistles are in contrast, for instance, to the epistle to the Ephesians. There, Paul speaks of the church as the body of believers that's in Christ today, the glorious, wonderful position that the church has. Now, that church, which is invisible, which is made up of all believers that are in the body of Christ, it manifests itself down here upon the earth in local assemblies, that is, in local churches. Now, just to put a steeple on a church and a bell in the steeple and a pulpit down front and a choir aloft and to sing the doxology doesn't mean it's a local church in the New Testament sense of the word. There are certain identifying features. I have a little book called The Spiritual Fingerprints of the Visible Church, and it must manifest itself in a very definite way down here to meet the requirements and meet all of the definitions of a local church, to be a church of the Lord Jesus. Now, these three epistles were written actually to two young preachers, and we'll talk about them as we come to them. And these three young men were part of Paul's fruit. That is, they were led to Christ through the ministry of Paul the Apostle. And he had these men with him as helpers. And this young man Timothy, and this young man Titus. And he tells them about the local church. And I personally think that in all three epistles that you're dealing with actually two things. You're dealing with the creed of the church and then the conduct of the church. The church within, the worship must be right. And without, the church manifests itself in good works. Worship inside, works outside. That's the way the church is to manifest itself. Now, a local church must have certain things, and Paul in all three epistles will deal with these very definite things. And actually, instead of saying three, I should say really two, that which is inside, that which is outside.